And I'm pleased to be able to welcome my next guest. It's Jane and Dick Howard. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon.
How are you both? Okay?
Yeah, we're absolutely fine, I think.
Very well, thank you.
Jolly good. Well, thanks for coming in. And you two are coaches, aren't you, for the CAP Money coaching courses. So we'll start with you, Dick, if we can, please. What can participants expect to learn from one of your courses?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we compress a lot of information into 3 hours, but don't worry, it's not scary. You don't need to bring anything. We start by building a budget, which again does sound scary, but it's not. We walk you through that very gently. And building a budget involves writing down your income, writing down your expenditure. And if it is the case, expenditure is greater than income, then we provide lots of tips and useful information as to how to get your budget back into balance. And then we talk about how you use your budget, which is getting your bank accounts organised so you know where your money is at any time and you're in control of your money. And then finally, last 20 minutes of the course, we talk about dealing with debt. We don't ask people's financial situations. That's entirely their affair. But we know that many people come on the course because they've got into a little bit of difficulty. And so we can point them in the right direction for dealing with that.
And is this time of the year particularly a difficult time for some people after Christmas?
Oh, yes, yes. The Bank of England, no less, calculates that the average household spends £700 more in December than any other month. So that's the cost of Christmas, £700. And a lot of people, after Christmas, there's a little bit of a hangover in more ways than one.
And do people, you know, the people at your meeting, do you think they feel pressure to spend money to keep up with everybody else at Christmas? Is there a bit of that going on, you think?
Oh, quite often, yes. And it is difficult to go against that. And there are some very clever people out there marketing stuff to you and saying, must do this, must do that, this is the latest thing. And so there's a lot of pressure, and particularly amongst friends and family, you know, to spend.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been surprised or shocked at some of the situations that your clients have found themselves in?
I'm not sure we'd be surprised or shocked, but sometimes a little bit distressed. There's one lady came along, and we did the course in three parts in those days. Second part of the course, she broke down in tears. She was in a difficult relationship. Her children were taken away from her. She was up to her eyes in debt, living in a council flat. And we were only part of the journey back to normality. But I'm pleased to say that now she's a healthy young woman with her family, holding down a job, debt-free. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So one of your success stories, then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We don't hear about the ones that aren't success stories normally.
Perhaps it's also worth saying that we don't pressurise anybody into giving any personal information. You don't have to tell us anything about your own circumstances. We do it all with examples. Mm. So nobody needs to feel embarrassed.
Mm. And how many courses do you think people on average need to come along to?
Well, we'd like to think that the 3 hours that we give people is enough to set them in the right direction. Mm. We do have some returners who want to go over things that we went through with them before. But by and large, it's a one hit, and people go away, and we sincerely hope put some of it into practice.
And you were telling me just before we came on air that the courses are very popular. You get very booked up, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a course running this coming Saturday and a course the following Tuesday afternoon. And we've only got one place on both of those courses. Mm. So we'd like to hear from you if you still have an interest in running a course. We're looking again at dates in March.
Mm. So it's good to know that, well, I suppose it's good to know that they're very popular courses, but you'd hope that they wouldn't be so necessary, would you, though, really?
You would. But the cost of living crisis in particular a couple of years back and still running has had a big impact on a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. But we often say it's not really coming on the course because you're in trouble. It may be that your circumstances have changed. A partner has left or died, and that means that your finances have changed. And it's good to look at it again and think, oh, help, now what do I do? And we help that process.
Yeah, that's excellent. Do you think, would it be good if schools taught a little bit more about looking after your finances, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The number of people we have at the end of the three-hour course, they say, I wish I'd learned this at school. It is difficult to number. But there are efforts. The Financial Times has got a charity flick, Financial Learning Inclusion Centre, something like that, which is starting to roll these courses out. And the Money Charity is also running out courses in schools, but they should be doing much more.
Well, you learn all sorts of stuff at school, don't you? Algebra and all that. But this is stuff that everybody's going to use, aren't they? You know, I mean, how many people go on to use algebra and logarithms? I mean, I don't know if they still do all that.
Not me.
So it would be a good idea, wouldn't it? You know, just sort of basic sort of basic. Budgeting and, you know, interest rates or stuff like that, maybe.
Yeah. And CAP itself is developing a youth and young people's course. So we might be coming back to you in a while's time.
Yes. That would be great. You've got one coming up on. There's another one coming up as well. You've got another course coming up soon, haven't you? I think one on Saturday, and there's another one
Saturday morning, and then Tuesday afternoon.
That's it. Yeah, yep. And they're both in Dorchester, just over the road from here.
At the Dorfer Centre. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And can you explain? Are they freebies?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no charge. In fact, there's even the Saturday morning course. We put the kettle on, have a cup of coffee, have some croissant, have some donuts or whatever beforehand. So that's an added bonus.
That sounds good.
There's
a voucher as well, isn't there?
Ooh, yeah. Well, the courses are sponsored by Dorchester Poverty Action and by Dorchester Food Bank. And we get a lot of assistance from Citizens Advice as well. And we're very grateful for that sponsorship because they provide a £20 co-op voucher for anyone in the DT1 and DT2 area or NHS staff. So provided they finish the course, then the voucher is theirs.
I think we should say you used to work in finance, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yeah. I don't often admit to it, but I did, yes. Well, 40 years, yes.
So, 40 years, yeah. So you're getting the hang of it now.
Well, just about, yeah.
I take it you didn't, Jane.
No, I represent the part of the population that finds adding things up sometimes a bit tricky, but I'm quite good at practical household stuff. So lots and lots of tips about saving money and how you can plan a household and how you can help feed and clothe your children. So, yeah.
That's always good. That's always good.
Yes, it's a bit sort of, I was going to say Jekyll and Hyde, but that's wrong, isn't it? We're quite a good partnership.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
I don't know if that looked good on the advertising stuff. Well, I think it's great what you're doing.
Thank you.
Good luck with the courses. Not that you need
it,
of course. Yeah. But I think it's great. You know, it's keep on teaching people how to look after their money.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.